They used to, they wouldn't hardly say it. And you couldn't.
Women and children were kept away from that.
Yeah, they wouldn't hardly use that at all.
There's certainly a difference there.
Yeah, there's a lot of difference.
Some of the early schools wouldn't let the boys and girls sit in the same, they'd have one on one side of the house and one on the other.
I see.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you ever mention a leg, or would you call it a limb? Was the leg all right? Or
I had.
Would you say my wife injured her leg or her limb?
Leg, I reckon it was
leg would be
more.
All right.
I think that's used more than any other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't ask you where you milked the cow. I meant to ask you that. Where did you milk? In the barn or outside in a kind of pen, or how did you?
We called it the cow lot.
Cow lot, be outside the
outside barn. Of the barn.
And the part of the barn where you kept the hay was up in the
loft.
Used to be in the loft. Plus maybe they'd have a separate barn from the other one that they kept hay in too. They called the hay barn.
I see. And different kinds of fences. Coming out here, I saw a rail fence, not a couple hundred feet of it here on the highway. Did you have any of it? What's that?
That's chicken.
I see it. Almost thought I heard a turkey. did you have any rail fence?
Yeah, it was about all rail fence when I was a kid. Yeah, you didn't see much wire fence. It was rail fence.
Mm-hmm. When you mention fencing, I don't see many fences made out of rock. Is that? In fact, I don't think I've seen any around.
Well, there's not around here. There is over here in Scott County where I was raised up. But there's quite a bit of rock fence over there.
I was wondering why the difference.
There's quite a bit. I passed by over there where my uncle, where I stayed with him. I passed by there yesterday, and there's rock fence around two sides of a field.
I see.
And I helped put them there. We'd haul them rock out there, in a wagon, take the wagon wheels off, and he had him some wheels made that's sawed out of a big old, pretty good sized tree. And in the center, he had some boxings, same size that fit on his wheel. And he had them in that. Put them in there hot, I guess, but anyway. And he'd take the wheels off his wagon and put them on. That let the wagon mess down. They had to take the brake beam off, keep it from dragging. And that's what he hauled rock on. You didn't have to bring them way up.
I see.
And build onto that fence. You build onto it every year, Just keep, the thing was 4 feet wide. And it's tall enough to keep the stock out.
Mm-hmm. It's those details, that really, I never heard of that or never read about it. The thing that impresses me, the more I learn about this, is how resourceful people were. I mean, instead of, just like this, for example, you just build another set of wheels.
Yeah.
And save yourself a lot of...
He just laid them aside, in the shed. There was black gum, it won't split or anything. It's just a... And he bored that hole big enough, put these extra boxings in there, and that fit, just take his wagon wheel off, and that fit right on there. Mm-hmm. Take the brake beam off, because it'd drug